General Mills, makers of Kix, invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kix, that delicious new ready-to-eat breakfast cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band. Featuring Ted Weems and his music, Perry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Elmo Tanner, Orm Downs, Country Washburn, and Red Ingle, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. Well, now the music. Here's Ted Weems and the boys in a bit of a prophecy. There's a great day coming mañana. And now, folks, I want to introduce a swell guy. And I want you to know him and love him as we all do. He's a fine father and husband. And just to prove how he watches over his little family, he won't even let his wife serve alphabet soup for the fear the letters will spell a naughty word. Folks, it's Gary Moore.
Oh, boy. Oh, thank you. I've seldom had such a lovely, and that was so delightful, so refreshing, and so corny. I did enjoy that very. I tried some alphabet soup in a restaurant the other day, and when I asked the waiter why he had his thumb in it, he said he was groping for words.
Corn.
Awfully good there. Well, let's get into the broadcast. What do you say? Well, we won't have to grope for words today, friends, because, matter of fact, we're not going to have to grope for words on our questions, because I know what they are, but the boys in the band have really got some tough ones coming up. Of course, General Mills will pay $10 for each question actually used on our program today, and anyone who beats the band will receive a guaranteed minimum of double money, $20, and a case of delicious Kix. But now that sum might grow into $25, $50, or even $100. Keep that bonus in mind. And say, if you haven't made a try at beating his band of Ted Weems, why not do it today? Send your question to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's fun, and it might pay big dividends. Well, now, from here on throughout our quizzing program, the part of it is unrehearsed, and as the boys don't know the questions and probably don't know the answers either, listen for the boom of those half dollars on the old bass drum, and boys, ready or not, here I come with item number one. We have a letter from Marie McNeil of New York City, which tells us a man was trying to return some merchandise to a department store. He was sent from sales clerk to floor man to head of stock and so on without result. When he finally had reached the president, what very popular current tune title was his question to the executive? And Marvel Maxwell is the first one to put her hand up a split second behind Country Walk.
I think that would be Where Do I Go From You.
Where Do I Go From You? That's right, Marvel. All right, can you sing that for us?
Where do I go from you? What happens after my dream falls through?
Very nice indeed, and Marvel is still looking very charming in the dress that I like best of all. That's the one that has the three cherries on it. Reminds me of that slot machine down in St. Louis. Except, of course, you'd need a few more lemons on there. One down in St. Louis had so many lemons in it, you pour a slug of gin in there and pull the handle and a Tom Collins came out. Ah, St. Louis. Anyhow, Margaret Houston of Omaha, Nebraska writes, a child goes outdoors with a big sack of candy. What current song hit tells what the sack of candy will draw besides flies? And Art Winner back there, put his hand up.
Playmate.
What?
Playmate.
Playmate is right, by George. Yeah. Can you play that on your trumpet, please? Fine, and it gives you 10 points up on the scoreboard, Dr. Winner. Very nice indeed. And now, Pete Cicillo of Toronto, Ohio, tells us, a child prodigy on the violin gave a concert which went off very, very successfully. A current comedy tune title tells you the disparaging remark he proudly made about an earlier contemporary of his. What did he say? Things get tough sometimes, don't they? Oh, there's Joe Hooven back in the back row. All right, Joseph, what is it?
Who's Yehudi?
Who's Yehudi? That's what he said. Sure, yeah. Referring, of course, to Yehudi Menuhin. All right? Well-known violinist, formerly a child prodigy on the fiddle. Can you play Who's Yehudi there, Pop? You better... That's enough. Thank you very much. It gives you 10 points. We would like you to go further, but you've got to play it later on the program. Mr. Weems just put that question in there to make sure that the trumpet section knew how it goes when they get around to playing it in its entirety. You know, boys, the way you leap those questions, I must warn you that someday you're going to break a leg jumping at conclusions, it says here. Ted, can we... Ted, can the boys play by note, too?
Well, we can try and find out, Gary. We used to be able to. Tune, by the way, is Where Was I?
And I'm sure that Perry Como's going to do a grand job of singing it, Perry.
That you surrender to a sigh. Where was I? The moon was high the night that you first listened to a lie. Where was I? That you would melt in someone's arms some night, and I was right. The moment came, but what a shame that someone else came by. Where was I? What a shame that someone else came by. Where, oh where, oh where, oh where was I?
Mr. Pearson? Mr. Pearson!
Yes, Miss Maxwell.
What is this I hear about a $10,000 prize contest on Kix? Is it true?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Then why haven't I been told about it? What do you have to do? What is it all about? Why doesn't somebody tell me these things?
Now, Miss Maxwell, just relax, please, while I tell everybody the good news. Ladies and gentlemen, General Mills, maker of Kix, is offering $10,000 in prizes for finishing the statement, "New Vitalized Kix appeals to me because." I'll give you the essential details and tell you all about it a little later on the program. But make up your mind right now that this is one contest you're going to enter, because it's easy, it's interesting, and somebody is going to win those prizes totaling $10,000.
Why doesn't somebody tell me these things? $10,000 for it? We're on the wrong end of this program. That's the whole trouble. The audience is getting paid more than we are. Well, anyhow, here's our second group of questions, and so far nobody has managed to beat the band. Elsie Geis of Woodhaven, New York, writes in this fashion. There was a loud knock on the executive's office door, and as his cute stenographer jumped off his knee, what instruction did he quickly give? Well, don't look at me. That's the question. Hey, good enough. And Parker Gibbs has got his hand up in the air. All right, Parker.
Please take a letter, Miss Brown.
Please take a letter, Miss Brown, for sure. Can you play that, please?
Now, wait a minute,
Parker. Now, is that all you're going to do?
He says, take a letter, and it's a love letter, and then she gets tears in her eyes, and so it ends up with a punch, you know. The letter's for Miss Brown, that's the second.
You're breaking my heart. Could you tell me also about Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
I don't know that.
Have to let that go, because, as a matter of fact, you did play an identifying portion of it.
Identifying
portion there. Anyhow, it gives you 10 points up on the scoreboard, Parker. Good enough for you. What say, Billman?
Let me hear that once more. Sing it.
You want me to sing it again?
Yeah.
Well, our next question, friends, is if you know the duties.
Sing it. Let me hear it.
Now, Pete, never mind. Not at these prices. I can't knock myself out for nothing. If you know the duties of a sideshow barker, you can answer the question of Hal Muller of St. Louis. A former sideshow spieler, not satisfied with his new job of selling tickets, requested the boss to give him back his old job. In asking for his old job, he used a catchy melody of quite a few years ago, and we find it necessary to pun a bit on the last word of it. Has anybody got any idea what the tune might be? Here's a former sideshow spieler, not satisfied with his new job of selling tickets, and so he asks the boss to give him back his old job. And asking for his old job, he used a catchy melody of a few years ago, and we find it necessary to pun on the last word. Give anybody anything? Thousands of dollars they pay for this time, you know that. And, I mean, thousands, and nothing's happening. You boys are just sitting here. I'll leave a call for 5:00. I'm sorry. Sorry, time's up. Time's up. The answer is I want to go back to ballet. You get it? Sure, ballyhoo. Now, it's a very good question, and the whole band has to rise and throw 50 cents in the old bass drum. That's fine. Good enough indeed, huh? And that makes Hal Muller of St. Louis the first person to beat the band, receive a full case of Kix, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more if we keep that $100 bonus in mind. Now, poetry from D.H. Stinson of Los Angeles, California, which reads, "The clay pipe said to the old corn cob, 'I know we both have troubles, but mine are worse than yours, my friend.'" Hey, and there goes, oh, several hands going up in the air all at once. Now, let me see. Pete Pillman's got his hand up. Too many of them up. I had a hard time making up my mind. Wait a minute, Pete. Look, before you open your mouth, before you start anything, last week we had a question here concerning dogs. The answer to which was Mark.
Yeah, I know. I was wrong.
And you said tree.
Well,
you remember that?
I thought that was the right answer.
Well, I just want to warn you that if you got anything like that this week, Mr. Weems will be looking for a guy who plays alto and baritone and doubles on a trombone and wears a size 37 suit. I just wanted to warn you before
I'm really hurt.
Huh?
I'm really hurt.
Well, I'm sorry.
A man makes one mistake in his life, and you're the kind of a guy that don't even let him live it down.
I'm sorry.
Go shout it from the box, the rooftop.
All right. Now, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. Now, let's get this question again. The clay pipe said to the old corn cob,
You don't have to say it again.
I know we both have... Listen, I'm getting paid for this, and I've got to do it. I know we both have troubles, but mine are worse than yours, my friend. What's the answer? Oh, now you're going to make me coax you. Now you score. come on.
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, can you play on your trombone, Pete? Please, I'm forever blowing bubbles. Thank you. Red, no, not now. And that gives you 10 points up on the scoreboard, Pete, and I'm awfully sorry if I hurt your feelings. Now, how well do you fellows follow the sports column? Ernest G. Smith, Jr. of Braintree, Massachusetts, wants to know what recently current song title might have been the remark of Ed Oliver when he was disqualified during the 1948 National Open Gold Tournament. And several hands went up. Ralph Blank over on the piano. Parker Gibbs had his hand
up. Sounds
out.
Like he might have said, I didn't know what time it was.
Well, explain that to the folks. Why?
Because he teed off earlier than he should have.
That's right. That's absolutely the right answer. Can you play I Didn't Know What Time
I
It Was,
think
Ralph?
So.
Just say you're fine, boy. Really, I'll tell him when he's solid, Bailman. You're putting 10 points up on the scoreboard. Now, boys, to answer this question, it'll require only common sense. That stuff right there. Bertina.